I'm JC Trine.
Abby Cutler.
Ashley Blommers.
Macy Schrader.
Autumn Blink.
Tess Paulson.
Sophia Boonstra.
And we are here with the girls cross country team at Pella High School, placing second at the district meet, coming in unranked and being able to do that. Ashley, I'll start with you as a senior leader. This is your fourth time doing this with this group. How does it feel to be able to qualify for state all 4 years?
Honestly, blessed is an understatement, a huge deal this year. Honestly, I didn't know how well the season was going to plan out this year, but I just had faith in the girls, and I just knew that we would make it to state. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but once we got into the race, I knew for sure that we had already made it before the gun even went off, and so I was relieved at that point. And so after I saw my teammates done and everything, I just was so happy and blessed.
Well, and Abby, this is the second year in a row that this team has come into to the district meet a bit of an underdog, and you come in and you're able to qualify. What does it say about this group and your training that you were able to run such a great race today?
I think it speaks to both the confidence that we can build as a team and also the confidence that our coaches teach us to learn with. Like with the taper that we start for this meet, and then just all of our faith in each other, I think it really builds to building us up to our best race that we could possibly have. And I think it makes it so easy just to come through and have that good race.
Well, and JC, you've been kind of leading the pack as of late for this team, and really it's been coming on late for you. What's it been like to watch your progress throughout the season and to obviously have these two seniors to learn from, but now to kind of be one of those leaders on this team?
Yeah, it's been really fun. All the girls, you know, we're part of a big team. We've been prepared well, so.
Well, Macy, similar question. You've been near the front as well. What's it like with this group of freshmen, especially? It's an interesting dynamic with this team where you've got the two senior leaders, but the rest of you are really young. What have you guys been kind of learning from each other as you go through the season?
Well, we've always been really kind of close as a friend group, and these girls have always been just so kind, and we just bonded, and being able to bond really helped us. So it was good teamwork. And
similar question, Autumn, you know, what throughout the season has really let you get to this point and to be able to have the race you had today? What are the things you really learned about a cross-country season that prepared you to be able to run your best race of the season?
Well, I realize, like, people say it's like an individual sport, but really it's like the team, like, how you go. And, like, just like the bonding that the team has and how close we are together.
From your perspective, how'd it go today in terms of just the race itself, and what was it like to when you found out that this group was going to be going to state?
I think it was pretty relieving to know that we made it to state because we were going in as the underdog, and just knowing like that we made it was.
Tell me a little bit about your race too, and what it's like out there, especially it was a new course, one that you really haven't run outside of practice, and what it was like to be out there with all those fast girls.
It was pretty amazing to be out there with all the girls from Ballard and all the different schools to just experience a fast group. And it was very nice to have a home course where we could practice on the course all week and just know the course and know our surroundings.
Well, and Ashley, come back to you. Like I said, this is your fourth time going up to Fort Dodge. What are you looking forward to most about that experience and just to have that opportunity to have all the great things that you've been able to experience over your career one more time?
With COVID and everything, a little bit of it has been pushed off. But besides that, I think the meet itself, just like showing the girls the whole course. And like for me, Fort Dodge is just an unforgettable experience. And just like knowing the course and the amount of people there to support us and stuff is just super special. And I think going into the little freshmen, that it's seriously like heart touching to me that I can show these girls my last year and have as much fun as I can. So hopefully that they can carry their team next year to be just like this.
Similar question, Abby, you're a veteran of that Fort Dodge course. What are you going to try and do, not only to run a great race, but to kind of lead the way for this next group who could be going to state for the next 3 years?
We all know that state can be a really, really fast race. So I think it's all about the perspective that you go in with. And I want to, you know, put the pressure on the girls, but not too much, you know. It's just their freshman year, and I think that leading them into this race will be really amazing, but also giving them this experience so that they know that in the future, throughout the rest of their high school season, they're also going to find themselves at Fort Dodge again. And I think that being able to lead them there for their first time will be really a blessing for me, and I hope it's a blessing for them as well.
And then all the freshmen will go from left to right. Tell me the one thing you're looking forward to most about going to state.
I think it'll just be fun, all of us with the team and, you know, doing our best and cheering. And
the memories that we're going to make at state as a team is going to be amazing.
I think the team bonding experience.
Yeah, I think just getting to know them more and bonding with them more.
I'm looking forward to being able to run with these amazing senior leaders one last time.
Pella Girls Cross Country Team, district runners-up and state qualifiers for the 16th year in a row. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.